This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff. Happy weekend, everybody. Hope it's a great one wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Sure, I'm glad that you stopped by for a little bit today for some of the greatest music of all time. And coming up, more from our showcase theme today, which is big band instrumentals. Also today, we're looking back to the final weekend of March in 1955. Well, let's return to the countdown, and today we're using the disc jockey charts from Billboard magazine. And we're up to number 5 in the second version of Melody of Love. This time it's Billy Vaughan. Year-old Billy Vaughan and his orchestra at number 5 this weekend in 1955, Melody of Love, that peaked at number 2 and was a million seller for the native of Glasgow, Kentucky. Well, how about a movie from this weekend 71 years ago? Well, let's hurry, I don't want to miss the latest from the Three Stooges of Cash and Hash. Mo, Larry, and Shemp track down some crooks. Then the cartoons, Sahara Hare, Yosemite Sam chases Bugs Bunny into a French Foreign Legion post. Stork Naked, Daffy Duck's had enough of kids and tries to keep the stork from delivering another one. There's All Fouled Up, Henry Chickenhawk drops in on the farm with Foghorn Leghorn and Barnyard Dog. And Lighthouse Mouse, Sylvester the Cat's on guard duty, and that baby kangaroo shows up.
Hey, big mice. Can't be. No mouse that big. Huh? I must be getting lighthouse eyes. It's stigmatism. That's what it is. Stigmatism. I need vitamins. Vitamins! Big mouth! Whoop! Vitamins! That's what I need! Vitamins!
All right, to the main features this weekend. One comedy of note, Abbott and Costello meet the Keystone Cops. Best musical out there is Interrupted Melody with Eleanor Parker as opera star Marjorie Lawrence, vocals dubbed by Eileen Farrell, also co-starring Glenn Ford, one of three he's in this weekend. Military films, Strategic Air Command, Jimmy Stewart and June Allison. There's Battle Cry, Van Heflin leads the star-studded cast. A Scarlet Coat with Cornell Wilde, Michael Wilding, and Anne Francis. And The Long Gray Line with Tyrone Power and Maureen O'Hara.
You're too empty-headed to see it, but I've had the whole afternoon to think it out. And you're the victim of a devilish plot. Captain Keeler, that beady-eyed horse thief, him and his friends from Milwaukee have got it all cooked up. And the end will be yourself in the arms of that knuckle-headed Corporal Heinz. But I'll not have it. I'm giving you your last chance. I'll have just two words out of you, my girl, and it'll be yes or no. Now, what do you say to that?
I say
yes.
And
none of you're beaten around. Did he?
He said you were that full of arguments that we'd only fight if I talked to you. And that'd be the end of that.
Full of arguments. A sweeter man than me you'll never find. And when did you ever hear me utter a cross word, you addle-pated flibbity-gibbet?
There you go, Martin Mart. And before you've even as much as kissed me.
Some westerns, Man Without a Star, Kirk Douglas and Gene Crane, Rage at Dawn, Randolph Scott, The Violent Men, Glenn Ford, Edward G. Robinson and Barbara Stanwyck, and Robert Wagner and White Feather. Here's the big combo with Cornell Wilde and Richard Conte, The Fast and Furious, John Ireland and Dorothy Malone, The Man with the Golden Arm, Frank Sinatra, Eleanor Parker, Unchained with football star Elroy Crazy Legs Hirsch, and Prince of Players, Richard Burton and Maggie McNamara. Glenn Ford again in Blackboard Jungle, Bad Day at Black Rock with Spencer Tracy, Six Bridges Across, Tony Curtis and Sal Mineo's debut, and there's East of Eden with Julie Harris, Robert Massey, and James Dean.
You're angry about the money.
Oh, angry. I like it. I think it's great. I'm going to go away. I'm going to take that money with me. I think I'll start me a little business. Just like my mother did.
What do you know about your mother?
I know where she is, know what she is, and I know why she left you. You couldn't stand it. You didn't really love her any more than you do me. Because your goodness, your rightness, you never gave either one of us an inch, ever, for what you thought was right. You kept on forgiving us. You never really loved us. I know why you didn't love me. Because I'm like my mother, and you never forgave yourself for having loved her.
And that's what we were watching at the movies this weekend in 1955. And now, back to the countdown. Here's her nibs, Georgia Gibbs, at number 4.
Tweedly, tweedly, tweedly dee. You make my heart go clickety-clack. Tweedly, tweedly, tweedly-dee. Tweedly, tweedly, tweedly-dot. How you gonna keep that honey you got? Honkies, honkies, feces bite. I'm gonna see my honey tonight. Tweedly, tweedly, tweedly-dot. Bump, tweedly, tweedly, tweedly dum. I'm a lucky so-and-so. Hubba, hubba, honey-doo. I'm gonna keep my eyes on you. Tweedly, tweedly, tweedly dum.
Fourth most played record by radio DJs this weekend in 1955, Tweedly Dee. That's Georgia Gibbs accompanied by the Glenn Osser Orchestra, a song first recorded by Laverne Baker. Soon after that, Mercury recorded it with Georgia Gibbs. They used the same lyrics, had Gibbs basically imitate Baker, and Mercury hired the same arranger and same musicians. and the Gibbs version on the Mighty Mercury label. Did much better than Baker's Independent Atlantic. It made it to number 2 on the pop charts and was a gold record for the 34-year-old Gibbs out of Worcester, Massachusetts. Well, the weekend's here. We've got a fistful of cash and off to the stores we go. Well, first to the clothing store because Easter sales are going on. Boys' basic leisure suits are $5.77, girls' dresses $3.98. Ladies' blouses are $1, dresses range from $2.95 to $4.95, and men's suits are starting at $39.75. Thinking about a new maple bedroom suit, $107, or a new three-piece living room suit for $127. You've been eyeing that GE automatic washer, it's now $199, or maybe the GE push-button automatic range, just $10 down, $10 per month. Well, spring is here. Soon we'll have to start cutting the grass. And a special on the Fairbanks Ward 20-inch power lawnmower, $69.95. And finally, off to the market, we pick up a loaf of bread for 17 cents. Milk is 45 cents for a half gallon. Eggs are 55 cents a dozen. Coffee, 93 cents a pound. 35 cents a pound for bacon. Hamburger, 29 cents a pound. How about sirloin steak this weekend, 59 cents a pound. Butter is 69 cents a pound, while peanut butter is 35 cents a jar. Grab some oranges, 2 dozen for 49 cents, 2 heads of lettuce for 29 cents, potatoes are 39 cents a bag. Oh, and we need breakfast cereal, and please, please get me that one.
Kids, don't forget those Major League Baseball patches Ted Williams told you about.
Yes, sir, they're all different. 15 authorized emblems of Major League Baseball teams. They're cloth and in full color. They'll stick to your shirt, your hat, and the walls in your room.
You get one baseball patch inside each special package of Post Sugar Crisp, the sugar and honey-coated cereal. Start today. Get the package that says baseball patch on front.
All right, we've done our shopping. We got our cereal with the baseball patch. It looks good on me, by the way. Thank you, Ted Williams. Oh, and maybe a quick spin into the record store to pick up the latest from Joni James.
How important can it be that I've tasted other lips? That was long before you came to me with the magic of your kiss. So the story got around of an old romance and me, but it happened oh so long ago. How important can it be? Mine was a young and a foolish heart, seeking love at every turn. But I have grown so much wiser now, even foolish hearts can learn. Let the past just fade away. Why get lost in yesterday? The important thing is here and now, and our love is here to stay. Mine was a young and a foolish heart, seeking love at every turn. Fade away. Why get lost in yesterday? The important thing is here and now, and our love is here to stay.
At number 3 this weekend in 1955, that's Joni James, How Important Can It Be? Accompanied by David Terry's orchestra and the Ray Charles Singers. It would peak one spot higher for the 24-year-old from Chicago, and it was a gold record too. Well, here's another bonus tune from this weekend in 55. Outside the top 10, but moving its way up the charts, was Nat King Cole.
Darling, je vous aime beaucoup. What to do? You know you've completely stolen my heart. Morning, noon, and nighttime too. 'Tis you're wondering what to do. That's the way I felt right from the start. Ah, Sherry, my love for you is trayful. Wish my French were good enough. I tell you so much more, but I hope that you comprehend all the things you mean to me, darling. Je vous aime beaucoup. I love you, yes, I do. Wish my French were good enough. I tell you so much more, but I hope that you comprehend all the things you mean to me, darling. Je vous aime beaucoup. I love you, yes, I do. I love you, yes, I do.
Nat King Cole, Darling, je vous aime beaucoup, a grammatically clumsy title done on purpose to match the story of the song written by Anna Sussenko 20 years earlier. Nat King Cole was at number 15 this weekend. It would climb to number 7 here in 1955, our spotlight year, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, our showcase feature is big band instrumentals. That's right, no singers allowed here. You all go off stage and do your vocal cord exercises and gargle with salt water or whatever you all do. The Sidemen shine today, and on the stand right now, it's Les Brown and his band of renown with Floatin'.
Thank you.
From 1947, Les Brown and his orchestra, or as they were nicknamed, the Band of Renown. That was Floatin'. Well, we haven't done a Tommy Dorsey instrumental yet. Here's one. This is Pussy Willow. Here's another Bill Finnegan arrangement. Last hour, it was Glenn Miller's Little Brown Jug. There, Tommy Dorsey's orchestra and Pussy Willow, recorded in 1946. Nice tight ensemble there from the Dorsey Band. Well, we also haven't played a Benny Goodman number today. Here's one on the obscure side. Who'll Buy My Bublitschki?
Thank you.
Who'll Buy My Bublitsky, also known as the Pretzel Vendor Song. That was the Benny Goodman Orchestra featuring the trumpet of Ziggy Elman. I think Bublitsky also means bagel, too. Can it mean either one, bagel or pretzel? Regardless, it's a neat little number from 1939 and one of our big band instrumentals today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff, and today our stroll down memory lane takes us back to the final weekend of March 1955. And now let's take a look at sports. Well, the big sports story came in the NHL. League president Clarence Campbell suspended Canadian star Maurice Rocket Richard. During a melee on the ice, he punched a referee. Campbell tossed Richard for the rest of the regular season and the playoffs. Then on March 17th, with the Canadiens hosting Detroit in the regular season finale with first place on the line, Campbell made an appearance at the Forum, and the Montreal fans went bonkers, leading to riots. The Red Wings would take first place and they would win the cup in seven games. The star was Ted Lindsay, 4 goals in game two. College basketball, San Francisco, led by Bill Russell and K.C. Jones, topped Tom Gola and defending champion LaSalle 77-63. Jones had 24 points in the final, Russell 23 points and 25 rebounds. In the NIT, Duquesne topped Dayton 70-58, led by All-American Cy Green and Dick Ricketts. Meanwhile, this weekend, the college All-Stars, led by Tom Gola and Jack Stevens, humbled the Harlem Globetrotters 83-78 at Boston Gardens. In the NBA, it was the first season for the shot clock. Syracuse and Fort Wayne were division winners, and Syracuse won it in seven games. George King hit the game-winning free throw with 12 seconds left and then came up with the clinching steal in the final 3 seconds. Baseball news, Bing Crosby now a part owner of the Pirates, and Pittsburgh has the most talked-about prospect in spring training, right fielder Roberto Clemente. And in boxing, the heavyweight champ is Rocky Marciano, light heavyweight Archie Moore. The middleweight crown belongs to Bobo Olsen, but Sugar Ray Robinson's making a comeback. He's already won 5 fights this year, but he'll lose a decision to Ralph Tiger Jones this week. Meanwhile, in the welterweight division, Tony DeMarco will win the crown from Johnny Saxton with a TKO this week. That's a check on sports from this weekend, 1955. And back on the countdown, we're up to number 2. Here's Perry Como.
Talk to me, baby, whisper in my ear. Talk to me, baby, whisper in my ear. Come a little closer, don't have no fear.
Don't you know I love you so?
Told me, heard what you said. Heard what you told me, heard what you said. Don't you worry, my pretty, don't lose my head. Dimples on her elbows, dimples on her knees. There's dimples on her elbows, dimples on her knees. She thrills and thrills me just a little squeeze. Don't you know, Kokomo, that I love you so? Talk, talk, talk to me, baby, whisper in my ear. Oh, talk to me, baby, whisper in my ear. Come a little closer, don't you have no fear.
Don't you know I love you so? Don't you know?
Hey,
hey,
Kokomo,
Kokomo, Kokomo, Kokomo,
don't you know
I love you, Kokomo, Kokomo.
42-year-old Perry Como sounding contemporary here in late March of 1955 with Kokomo at number 2. and would stay in the runner-up spot for 3 weeks. He was accompanied by the Mitchell Ayers Orchestra and the Ray Charles Singers. And by the way, Kokomo is Perry's 40th top 10 hit. Also on today's show, our musical theme is big band instrumentals, and all the way back to 1931 for Clyde McCoy and his classic Sugar Blues. Clyde McCoy performed Sugar Blues at the Drake Hotel in Chicago. His growling wah-wah trumpet drove the audience wild. That led to national radio spots and then a contract with Columbia Records. And that was his first rendition of Sugar Blues, recorded in 1931. Well, something a little gentler now. Here's Claude Thornhill with a number titled Alt Vienne.
Thank you.
from 1940, Claude Thornhill's orchestra and Alt Vienne, Old Vienna, a composition by Leopold Godowsky. Now we change tempos dramatically as we swing it hard with Charlie Barnett on Scotch and Soda. That's the Charlie Barnett Orchestra with Scotch and Soda. A big band instrumental for today's Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. But before we go, a reminder about the show website, oldtimesradio.com. Go there to check out our list of affiliates, our show schedule, and, of course, the worldwide institution that is the Listen Now page, where you can hear previous shows on demand. Yep, after you've heard this show on your favorite radio station and you want to hear it again because it's so good, or maybe I made a mistake and you want to double-check, well, just head on over to the website and you can listen on demand. Follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and Twitter, and the email address, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. Well, let's get in one last instrumental. Here's a good one from the Count Basie Orchestra, Sophisticated Swing.
Thank you.
recorded December 8th, 1947 in Los Angeles. Sophisticated Swing. That was the Count Basie Orchestra featuring Paul Gonsalves on tenor sax. That's been one of our big band instrumentals today on Seems Like Old Times. And now we're up to the number one song from this final weekend of March in 1955. But first, the news headlines. On Friday, the House Appropriations Committee accused the Agriculture Department of allowing political considerations to darken the future of American farmers. It blistered the department's management in a report recommending a cut of $6.4 million from budget requests. They particularly pointed to the South, where the situation they say is deplorable because of government curtailment of cotton acreage. More than 55,000 farm families in the South have been put off their farms with no homes and limited employment possibilities. The Senate has passed a 10% pay increase to 500,000 postal workers, despite the threat of a presidential veto. The action was a setback for the administration, which had proposed limiting the raise to 7.6%. In international news, France's powerful Socialist Party has given a new endorsement to German rearmament. One senator told the upper house he would vote for the accords to put West German troops into the Western Defense Force without any ifs, buts, or hows. Meanwhile, the hotspot in the world is China, more specifically the islands off of China. With the communists now in control, the nationalists have retreated to Taiwan, or Formosa as it was called back then. And intelligence reports under serious study in D.C. indicate the Chinese communists could launch a big attack on Matsu within a few weeks and on Kumoi perhaps a month later. The U.S. has declined to say definitely whether it would move only if the attack were considered the start of a major assault on Formosa. Back in February, our Navy's 7th Fleet was at the Tachin Islands to help evacuate residents and the Nationalist Army. President Eisenhower will have extensive discussions with members of Congress Wednesday and Thursday. And those were the headliners from this weekend 71 years ago. And at the top of Billboard Magazine's disc jockey chart, the first number one song for the McGuire sisters.
Sincerely, oh yes, sincerely, 'cause I love you so dearly.
Middletown, Ohio, Phyllis, Christine, and Dorothy McGuire, accompanied by the Dick Jacobs Orchestra, Sincerely. As I mentioned, their first chart topper, it was a million-selling hit, and it spent 10 weeks at number one, including this weekend in 1955. Well, that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I'll look forward to having you back again next week. And until then, this is Craig Orndorff saying so long for Seems Like Old Times.